The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It may not be appropriate, but it's one of my favorite ways to respond via text message using emojis. And there's news when it comes to these fun little symbols. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A.
Okay, so with the new iOS 18.4, Apple has released new emojis, which I'm super excited about because I speak emoji fluently. We have splatter. We have a root vegetable. Looks like a radish or turnip. There's a leafless tree. Yeah. So no leaves on it at all. A harp.
That's going
to
be.
The harp I think is so cool. I'm trying to make a contact with a symphony. Actually, one of our HOA people is on the board of directors. So maybe I'll make a little, you know, headway there. But I love hosting their galas. Oh, and then back to the emojis. They also have fingerprint and face with bags under eyes.
Mm. That's like my permanent look right there.
I was going to say, it's so cute and it looks it looks like you because you just never sleep.
Just looks tired all the time.
Just looks tired all the time. I speak emoji fluently. Mm. I don't have time to send full sentences back. So when I'm commenting...
Do you not have time or do you choose not to?
No, I don't have time. You know, with Instagram, Facebook, even my text messages, I will send an emoji to express how I feel. It is a language. You understand that, right?
It's hieroglyphics.
It is hieroglyphics, invented by Angela Guzman. She was an intern at Apple. She never got paid for the emojis. Like, she gets no residuals or anything.
Tim Cook, this guy was her check and that was it?
That was it. Tim Cook said, I need you to do something different. Make us stand out. She went back to the ancestors, created the emoji, and the rest is history.
Yep.
Dang.
But pobrecita.
She needs a lawyer.
She needs a sad face emoji. For that one right there. Do you speak emoji? Like, if somebody answers you with emoji, do you feel like it's rude?
Not really. I feel it's like a little too fluid for me sometimes if I'm just speaking in pure
emoji. What do you
emoji.
Mean, Anthony?
It could be perceived as dainty or sassy.
I think it's passive. When somebody answers me with an emoji, I feel like they don't have time to talk to me.
Automatic.
Like they're kind of dismissing me.
Yeah.
So if I send you an emoji, that's how
Dana,
you
dismiss me daily. What are you talking about? I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about people in general.
I can't believe you would feel that way because you got a text message from a good friend of ours and you've been telling him you're going to call him for days and days.
I didn't send him an emoji, though. I just didn't answer.
That's dismissive, though.
I didn't have time.
I guess it also comes down to the kind of emoji you're using and when you're using it as well, too. Like, one of my favorite emojis is, like, the peeping eyeballs that are looking to the side.
That's favorite. Like, what are you saying? That's little side eye,
one.
Side
yeah,
eye.
That's my favorite one to use when somebody drops some good tea in a group chat. I'm like, ooh, heard that one, girl. What's up? That's my favorite one to use, too.
Mine is the turquoise heart.
The turquoise heart. Nice.
Yeah. It just means I'm feeling
the teal
what your
color heart.
Yes, the teal heart.
I think I do prayer hands the most, and that's because it's thank you, and then it's hopefully, and blah, blah, blah.
Hopefully you'll get some sleep so you don't have to even use the droopy eye emoji. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Today is the day to add a little remix to your life. It is National Name Yourself Day.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be so fun. Do you remember the movie Adam Sandler? I can't remember the name of it, Anthony. It's an auto. It is a little boy, and he lets him name himself, give himself a name.
Oh.
What's the movie called?
It has to be Big Daddy.
Big Daddy, yes. Remember this part?
Why don't you pick your name? It's going to be your name the rest of your life. What do you want it to be?
Frankenstein.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Crazy Crimes of Passion. This is a true crime story in under 5 minutes. Today, I'm going to tell you about Juana Barraza, who lived in Mexico City. She was a wrestler.
For real.
She was also a nurse. Now, when she was little, she did have a lot of trauma happen to her. Her mother gave her away when she was only 12. Before that, she experienced other forms of abuse by her mother. Her mom gave her to this man who she claims abused her entire life until she was able to leave as an adult. Now, she went on to become a pretty successful wrestler and, like I said, a nurse. But beginning in 2003, Juana Barraza started to gain entry into the homes of elderly women by pretending to help carry in groceries or claiming to be sent by the government for medical help.
So she was using her nursing job to gain access to these homes.
Yes, and the women trusted her.
Because she was kind
and nice, and she's a woman. Most of us women trust other women, especially when it comes to serial killers. You do not often hear about females committing these kind of violent crimes. Once Juana Barraza gained entry, she would pick a weapon, like a set of their pantyhose, stockings, a telephone cord, or even her own stethoscope,
damn,
and she would strangle them.
Not now, my pantyhose.
Yes, and this went on for years and years because police never in their wildest dreams thought it would be a woman. So they were looking for a man. One of the women who was killed, when Juana was leaving her home, there was an eyewitness who gave a description. The description said a male body type dressed in women's clothing.
Oh.
So then Mexico City cops started picking up transvestite prostitutes and interrogating them and sometimes beating them. And a lot of people were upset about the profiling that was going on. They were like, we're not doing anything. It was just them not understanding it was a woman. The last murder took place in 2005. The victim's neighbor saw Juana, like looked at her eye to eye, called police immediately, and she was arrested within a 3-block radius.
Ooh.
And she admitted to killing that woman, and then police put it together that she'd killed 20 people. And that's how Juana Barraza got her name as a serial killer, La Mata Viejitas, which again is the old lady killer.
Dang. Why do you think she got away with it that long?
Because she was a woman, and all of the eyewitnesses that would say they thought it was a woman, the cops just didn't want to believe it.
What do you think would make a woman go down this path?
She admitted to police that each of these elderly women reminded her of her mother, who had abused her entire life.
Oh, and gave her
given
away.
Her to that man. And so she felt satisfaction every time she murdered these women because she felt like she was hurting her own mother.
Ugh, that is some deep-seated issues.
Horrible. Juana Barraza was sentenced to 759 years in prison and remains there today.
Rightfully so.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, it's the Dana Cortez Show, and we got Katarina on the line. Mama, are you ready to play Who's Lying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, let's do it. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Why are you always lying?
Katarina. Stop being lying. Now, of course, hopefully, if you get this right, you're going to get some DCS merch where we have T-shirts and crew necks and hoodies you get to pick. And we're going to go around the room and tell you a little bit about ourselves to catch us. Somebody is telling a lie. Katarina, my name is Dana Cortez. And the first time I went to a big festival, I was actually working in radio. And two other radio queens gave me a ride, and then they left me there. They were being mean girls. No cell phone, no ride. I had to bum a ride off of someone that I barely knew to get back home. And to this day, I still feel bad about that day.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was not a good experience. The concert was good, though.
DJ Automatic here. The first big trip I ever took to a festival was actually Winter Music Conference in Miami. And the only way I could get there was to use my student loan money. So I took $3,500 out of my student loans, and I headed to Miami for the weekend. And I'm not going to lie, I had the time of my life. Got back home. Of course, you got to pay those back eventually. And it took me a good, 10 years. And Dana Cortez here actually helped me pay off those loans.
Yeah, even though I wasn't with him at the time.
Yo, what's up? My name is Anthony A. And one time I took a girl on a date to a Wiz Khalifa concert where Ty Dolla $ign was opening up for her. And we went to go hang out and partake with Ty Dolla $ign. And wouldn't you know, one of his friends took my girl and politely asked me to go ahead and leave the green room area. And, she got home on her own way. I don't know how that happened, but that's the story of how Ty Dolla $ign's friend stole my girl.
Katarina, one of us is telling a story. If you guess correctly, you get to pick the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I want to say maybe Dana.
No.
I wish I was lying.
Gotcha.
I wish I was lying. They left me there, girl. They were so mean. And then I did these ugly things back to them. And then I felt really bad. And after that, I promised myself I would only try to empower women moving forward because I felt so terrible. And they're where they are, and I am where I am. You know what I'm saying?
It was me who was lying.
Ty
Dolla $ign is a good guy, and he would never allow anybody to steal my girl because he would say, you know what? You don't need that girl, Anthony. So
didn't you get your girl stolen from an NBA player?
Those are NBA players.
That's the difference.
Those are athletes, not music artists.
Not rappers.
Like Ty's a Karen man.
Katarina, I love you so much, girl. I wish you would have won. You mean the world to us just listening every single day and playing the game. I really, really appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all.
Girl, hey. We love you. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Man, I really wanted Katarina to win. That's okay. That's okay. Guess what? We need someone to play. 877-730-DCS1. Leave us a message. And next week, we could be calling you to play Who's Lying, eh?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jaisha Victorian just pleaded guilty to using her bank job to steal $8.6 million in unemployment benefits.
Whoa.
Miss Victorian, what are you doing?
Setting up that direct deposit straight to her account.
I know times are tough. Look, and this might be a controversial statement, might be a hot take, but there's some times that you might need to steal. Maybe you need formula. And I've seen this happen where a mom goes into a convenience store, she has no money, and she takes some formula for a kid. And there are times that officers will come by it, like because they understand, and they're not trying to arrest a mother who's just trying to feed her children.
Difference between that and 8.6 million.
Exactly. Automatic. If she hadn't been greedy, she might have been able to get away with it. Because she was stealing.
She was never going to get away with that. You can't steal money from a bank. Come on.
You think that doesn't happen?
This is the 1930s and you're going to... a bank robbery like that?
I don't know.
No.
It went on for years before it was discovered. It's because of the amount. She kept doing more and doing the most and adding more dollars into it. I really think she
Tell me she wasn't out there living the lavish life.
Yes, she was.
God, what a dummy.
She should have walked away at what, 1 million, 2 million?
She shouldn't have done it, period.
She shouldn't have done it. You're right, DJ Automatic, because she didn't need the money. But she did it, and now she's facing possibly, 30 years in prison.
She's going to spend her entire adult life in jail.
For real? She's not like she... unalived to anybody or anything like that.
But $8.6 million is a lot of money, dude.
Yeah, but she'll probably eventually
get out.
Aren't
they insured?
Yeah. For some reason, I don't know much about her, but I'm kind of on her
side. If it was your $8.6 million, you'd be singing a different tune.
It is ours. You know how much the bank steals from us? That's why I don't bank. I am a credit union.
Hey, there you go. That's
all
what this,
day
that's
long.
That's what the moral of this story is about. Go to the credit union route.
They're nonprofit.
That doesn't mean they won't steal from you, too.
Every single year we hear about banks taking, and I'm not defending her. I'm just saying.
You're defending her, though.
I'll defend her. You know what? We all need a side hustle. Eggs are expensive. It's wild right now. And shout out to her for having the brilliance to double dip while at work.
That's only 23 years of age.
That's crazy.
I feel like that was the reason she did it, because she doesn't know any better. She didn't realize when she got caught, she was going to spend the rest of her adult life in jail.
That should be the defense.
Automatic, are you looking for a job as an attorney?
No, Jason, not her attorney, because she's guilty.
She doesn't have any money either to pay you. They cleaned her out. All right. Do you think it's ever okay at any time, like I said, maybe in the beginning, might be a little of a hot take, for someone to take something that's not theirs? I mentioned the formula thing because I really saw a story recently where a mother was stealing formula. The officer was called. He bought the formula for her.
Okay, so some justified thievery.
Justified.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Bad Bunny's latest performance, nobody was even there. I'll tell you what went down after Anthony A gives us famous people's birthdays.
We have Kristen Stewart celebrating her birthday and friend of the show, Lil Nas X, also celebrating birthday.
All right, you know what? Let's post a little throwback photo right now at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram of us with Lil Nas X taking a selfie.
At the Grammys.
At the Grammys. Go check it out right now. And this one is for the champions. All right, so Bad Bunny's gone viral for his latest performance. Nobody there because it was for NPR's Tiny Desk.
Yeah, dude, this was like Coachella for introverts.
It was amazing. Everything he's done lately, I feel like he's more in tune with the Bad Bunny that first stepped on the scene. He got a little Hollywood there for a little bit, lost his way, and he admits that in many interviews recently. And he said, I had to go back home, to Puerto Rico for his roots.
And then for this Tiny Desk, we got Sad Bunny.
Sad Bunny.
It was deep.
This moment right here, I'll translate when he's done.
Feliz año nuevo, pero no tan feliz. Te dieron un beso a las 12, y no fui yo quien te lo di.
Okay, so basically he's sad because he's not with the woman that he loves on New Year's Eve. He says, Happy New Year, except for me, because I wasn't the one to give you your kiss at midnight. No! So he was, he did an interview with GQ Magazine recently, and journalists did their due diligence and said, is this latest about Kendall Jenner? And he said, when I write a song, I write about many women. I thought, oh my gosh, but I think he's hiding it. I really think Kendall Jenner is the one he couldn't lock down.
I really feel
that way. Yeah, that's why he went back home.
Oh, to
he
go back, back to home. His roots? Yeah, it happens. Sometimes you got to go back home and reset after a heartbreak like that. And, although the relationship didn't work out, it led to some beautiful art that has the rest of us missing our exes.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, Bad Bunny. I appreciate that.
Do you remember the first time, Ant, that you were kind of into somebody and you weren't able to lock it down? You know what I mean?
Okay, Bad Bunny being sad is enough for this whole break. We don't need me being sad, too.
Did right, you just okay. ask me, do you remember the worst day of your life?
I'm sorry, Anthony. I'm sorry. Now you have this album to listen yeah. to, okay? David Tirar Mas Fotos. By the way, the most listened to album of the year thus far, even beating out Taylor Swift.
Man, it's about to be Bad Bunny season too, because he has a like a principal role in the upcoming Adam Sandler movie.
That part right
cat.
There.
So it's I feel like we have another album on the way too this year.
I do too. All right. What's your favorite Bad Bunny song? Past or present? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ever wonder what a Kardashian tastes like? You may be able to find out, okay? We'll give you all the scoop inside food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Biggest hashtag, though, today, Auto and Ant has to be the Minecraft movie.
Oh, man.
The official numbers in over $300 million.
Yes, the biggest debut by a video game movie in film history.
Yes. So what's the deal, though, with all the people getting up in the middle of the theater and acting out parts of the Minecraft
game. Man, I'm not too privy with the Minecraft world, right? So I'm not going to act like I know everything about it, but I know there's one character appearance that happens in the movie that's kind of setting everybody up and making everyone go crazy, which... that's pretty dope.
Police were called. Is it that serious? It's popcorn flying around, okay? Settle down.
I love to see fandom at its utmost highest. So the people who are celebrating the theaters and causing the ruckus, I hope you guys are doing it for the right reason.
I love it. I love it. All right, Anthony A. Food News.
All right, the Kardashians have teamed up with Crumble, the cookie company, to present their own Kardashian and Jenner line. It'll be available at all Crumble stores this week until the 12th. So if you want to get out there and see what Kourtney, Kim, or Chris tastes like, feel free to go ahead and do it. The flavors they have are Kourtney's flourless chocolate cake.
Flourless chocolate cake. Okay.
Gluten-friendly. We also got Kim's snickerdoodle crumble cookie, if you want to have that. Or you could have some of Chloe's cookies and cream skillet as well, too. Okay. Also, Kylie's pink confetti sugar cookie, which... off top, off the names I'm looking at right now, that's probably going to be the one I'm going with.
And they left Kendall off. She tastes like Bad Bunny. That's the only one the ladies wanted, you know what I'm saying? All right, anyway, what do we have for National Day?
All right, for National Day, today we are going to be honoring former prisoners of war. It is National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day, so salute to all of those.
Yeah, I remember when John McCain, you know, spoke about him being a prisoner of war. He was there for so long. If you noticed, when he was still living, God rest his soul, he couldn't raise his hands above his shoulder area because they broke his arms.
Oh,
they held him captive. I'm so glad we have this National Day to just honor the men and women who've suffered so greatly. And actually, you know, a lot of them never told any secrets. They could have shared secrets, and they didn't because they love this country so much.
And right on next to International ASMR Day.
Do you like ASMR?
I am a fan of ASMR, and I like how it became its old genre within TikTok and Instagram.
There's a woman that makes $500,000 a year eating pickles. What am I doing wrong? I chose the wrong career.
And it's also International Day of Pink. The second Wednesday of April is International Day of Pink.
What is that?
It is to take a stand against bullying and homophobia. Today is the day of Rock Your Pink. More information at dayofpink.org. And we'll go ahead and wrap it up on National Unicorn Day. Come on.
Oh my gosh. So mythical creatures.
Mythical creatures about the unicorn. I honestly, truth be told, I thought a unicorn was real until probably high school or middle school.
No,
honestly.
No.
I thought they were just a different kind of horse that wasn't around my neighborhood.
Did you think dragons were real too?
No answer.
The only unicorn in my neighborhood was a Latina with only one child.
Oh, hello.
Just jokes. I got three.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier, we talked about Apple releasing new emojis, which I think are really good. We have the turnip. All right, we have the splatter. There's the harp. There's also the tired face, which has bags under the eyes. Permanent DJ Automatic look. Permanent look of DJ Automatic.
Yeah.
There's some they're missing, though. Where's the tortilla?
Oh.
It has been a very long time. And considering the fact that a Latina invented these to begin with, she was an intern at Apple in 2008. Her name is Angela Guzman. Why didn't she put the tortilla back then?
Well, she's from Colombia. Do you think they get
they have tortillas in Colombia? Yes, they have tortillas. She didn't put a tamale in there. That's a new one. We just got that like 5 years ago. Anyway, she never got any money either. That's the most important thing.
But this actually helped spark her career, and she's a very fascinating woman and a good story for anybody to know. She originally came over from Colombia, didn't speak any English.
Oh, I know. When she entered there, she knew no English.
Which I think helped lead to the development of all these different emojis and what we have now. And yeah,
you think it's like she went back to the ancestors and did hieroglyphics, but for modern people?
Truthfully,
kind of, right?
When it ends up coming down to it, we're going to start using emojis almost maybe more than words, or who knows?
When I talk to people, I always respond, whether it's a text, sometimes emails, with emoji, because I don't have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can decide. You know what it means.
I don't know how to say this on the radio, but one of her biggest designs that she did was the number two with the eyes in it. You know, like the
she did?
That was her pride and joy right there.
Poo!
And she also went on to develop things for Airbnb and Google.
Oh, wow.
And she's a titan now in the tech industry herself.
So basically, because she had this on her resume, even though she didn't get any residual income or make any big money from this, literally paid as an intern, because of that, she was able to go work for these other huge companies and make some dollars.
In a field that is...
In her bag.
Yep.
Emoji.
And it's also, the tech industry is a field that, to say it's dominated by males is an understatement. So for her to come in and completely shift the game and change everything is crazy. And one thing I want to bring up too is we got to give a shout out to Angela Parrott, who is from Leak City, Texas.
She was
the original developer for giving emojis different skin tones. And she unfortunately didn't get her bread.
She did not get anything either?
Yeah, she didn't get anything. She went against Apple. She presented Apple. And Apple said, that's a cool idea. And then basically kind of took it from her.
They stole it from our girl Angela from Leak City?
Upset emoji. We are not with that. So, Angela Perry, I just want to give you your flowers. You are amazing. And what you did for the emoji community, I will forever be grateful for.
Side-eye emoji to Apple.
Yes.
You guys are horrible.
Come on.
You used to work for him, Anthony. Does it surprise you?
No, not at all.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.